This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States' top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says that if proper public health guidelines are followed, the United States could come out of the fall and winter looking good on the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci also said during an online discussion with the Brown School of Public Health that he was cautiously optimistic about trials for a coronavirus vaccine because early trials show it working as well or better than plasma from people who have recovered from COVID-19. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases said that public health guidelines should not be in conflict with opening up the country, but should be a gateway to opening up the country. Racial disparities in the U.S. coronavirus epidemic extend to children, according to two sobering government reports released Friday. One of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports looked at children with COVID-19 who needed hospitalization. Hispanic children were hospitalized at a rate 8 times higher than white kids, and black children were hospitalized at a rate 5 times higher, it found. The second report examined cases of rare coronavirus-related syndrome in kids. It found that nearly 3/4 of the children with the syndrome were either Hispanic or black, well above their representation in the general population. Globally, approximately 720,000 deaths have been confirmed as a result of COVID-19. It's more than 161,000 in the United States and nearly 100,000 in Brazil. They are the only two countries near or above that landmark figure. The number of infections is about 19.3 million globally, with Brazil and the U.S. making up well more than a third of that figure. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is vowing to act unilaterally to suspend payroll taxes for all Americans through the end of 2020, possibly longer, and extend supplemental unemployment benefits and other coronavirus aid if no deal can be reached with Democrats on a new spending bill. Mr. Trump also said he would be working over the next couple of weeks on an executive order to require health insurers to cover pre-existing conditions. Insurance companies were prohibited from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions under the Affordable Care Act passed under former President Barack Obama, known as Obamacare, which the Trump administration has tried to scrap. The Republican president, who is trailing Democratic candidate Joe Biden ahead of the November 3rd elections, gave no details about the plan. Mr. Trump has criticized the cost coverage in under Obamacare and has been promising since his 2016 campaign to replace it with a better plan. His administration asked the U.S. Supreme Court in June to invalidate the Obamacare law. Lebanon's president is saying that the investigation into Tuesday's blast in Beirut would examine whether it was caused by a bomb or other external interference. The explosion killed more than 150 people and injured at least 5,000. President Michel Aoun has previously said explosive material, thousands of tons of ammonium nitrate, was stored unsafely at the port in Beirut for years. Now he said the investigation will also assess if the blast was due to negligence or an accident. He said the investigation will also add that the 20 people had been detained so far. U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested the United States had not ruled out an attack as a cause of the blast. Israel, which has fought several wars with Lebanon, was quick to deny any role. Turkish President Erdogan said the cause was unclear. And a Lebanese security source and local media previously said the fire, the cause of the blast, was ignited by warehouse welding work. U.S. intelligence officials believe that Russia is using a variety of measures to denigrate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden ahead of the November election and that individuals linked to the Kremlin are boosting President Donald Trump's reelection bid. The country's counterintelligence chief, William Evanina, said Friday that the U.S. officials also believe that China does not want Mr. Trump to win a second term and has accelerated its criticism of the White House, expanding its efforts to shape public policy in America to pressure political figures seen as to oppose Beijing's interests. Evanina also said in a statement that Iran wants to upset democratic institutions in general. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.